20 minutes to go till 5 o'clock on Downtown. Let's talk a little University of Maine sports right now as we're joined on the Tiller and Rye telephone line by Maine's Sports Writer of the Year from the Portland Press-Herald. It's our friend Mark Emmert. Mark, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you, Rich?
Doing great, thanks. So we missed you down in rainy Virginia. You could have enjoyed
it. Yeah, did you really?
We did. It was beautiful down there, dodging the raindrops.
It didn't look that bad, though, was it?
No, actually, it was a lot better than we expected. But I think I know why you weren't there, that you probably got the heads up ahead of me that they weren't serving the extra Billy's barbecue in the broadcast booth anymore, which, frankly, was main reason I went was for the barbecue.
That was a deal breaker for me. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I understand completely. Well, the Black Bears, as you know, had some struggles on Saturday. And, they're in an interesting spot right now. I know there are people who are going, this team is 1-3, it's over, and yet an opportunity awaits them this week. And what it comes down to is the conference schedule, and the conference this year is so unpredictable that I still think if they could right the ship this week, they're very much in this thing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, for one thing, it helps to not play JMU this year.
Right.
And Villanova without their quarterback. So, there's certainly some possibilities out there for the Black Bears, but they got to figure out things on both sides of the ball now, don't they?
Well, they do. And defensively, Jack Cosgrove never makes excuses of injuries, but the reality is they were missing some key guys. Christoph Malumba-Shimunga, perhaps their best defensive player who should return this week for Albany. Darius Hart out for the season. Mozai Nelson, who had been a good contributor off the bench, out. And so they've got some guys in the secondary that have talent, but very inexperienced.
Yeah, and you can go all the way back to Devontae Burke being out, too, in the offseason. So if you have a starting safety tandem of Burke and Hart, I mean, how much different does that team look? That would be terrific. But the reality is you got two guys back there starting for the first time this year, and they're really taking their lumps.
Yeah, and on the offensive side of things, there were some positives, and Nigel Beckford ran the ball well. They got some key reps for guys like Sequoy Malone and even Darius Bender's the walk-on. But the passing game continues to be a struggle, and Dan Collins, inconsistent at best. At times, looked great on one of the scoring drives, completed, I think, six straight passes and looked fantastic. And then at other times was throwing the ball behind receivers, overheads, and just hasn't been able to put it together yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the story of the season. You're right. They have some really nice drives, and then suddenly for two quarters they can't score at all or move the ball. And no one seems to know why. It's kind of baffling. Like, why can they be so good on some occasions and look terrible on others? And they got to figure that out, because they can't be scoring only 17 points a game and winning.
Well, this week's an interesting one. Albany got blasted last weekend by Holy Cross. That was certainly unexpected, a 37-0 loss. They, too, are dealing with a lot of injuries. And on the one hand, you feel confident taking on a team that's also struggling, but there's always that rally the troops aspect when you're coming back to your place and it's homecoming.
Yeah, right. And they actually have won both their games at home this year. So I'm sure they'll see a lot better Albany team than showed up last week. And Maine has hope that they're a lot better team than they showed last week as well. I think it could be a really close, hard-fought game, just like it was last year up in Orono.
It's been a strange series and a bit of a statistical anomaly. Maine has won the last two at Albany. Maine has never beaten Albany in Orono.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
The only win they've got at home was a game played in Portland.
Yeah. So maybe that pattern will continue. That would be good for Maine, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, because if you get that one, you come back home for the game with Yale for homecoming. You've got a nice stretch of back-to-back home games. And then the schedule, I would say, gets a little easier down the stretch. Like you mentioned, Villanova, not the same team without John Robertson. Elon's a better team, but not among the elite yet. Towson struggling this year. And then who knows with New Hampshire? They're always tough at home. The key for them may be getting Sean Goldrich back. I saw a quote from Sean McDonald who says, knock on wood, we're hoping he's back for William and Mary in two weeks. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that game will always be tough. You're right. You look at every game on the schedule, none of them are, you would think, guaranteed losses for sure. I mean, they all have a chance to win every one of those games. So it's still out there in front of them. And they're aware of that. I was up there this morning, and they're talking about, they think they're 1-1, not 1-3. So they're still pretty optimistic.
Absolutely. Well, let's switch gears a little bit. We're talking with Mark Emmer of the Portland Press Herald, and you also cover Maine hockey, and that gets underway this week. The excitement building for the big icebreaker tournament, a chance for the folks in southern Maine to see the Black Bears, and hearing a lot of good reports out of the blue-white game about some of the newcomers that Red Gendron's brought in.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely brought in a lot of size, and those kids are older than your typical freshman, so that bodes well. You know, they need him. They got nine freshmen. They're definitely going to need big contributions from that freshman class if they're going to really make any kind of dent in the Hockey East standing. So it's going to be exciting to see that team for the first time. And, I mean, actually, I want to see, like, who the goaltender is going to be the first question.
Well, and there's, I would say, a little bit of pressure on the team this year after a disappointing season last year. And you always give coaches time to get their own guys in. But as you mentioned, nine new recruits added to the team, and expectations are that they can get into the playoffs and advance beyond the first round.
Right, yeah. I mean, and what killed them last year was a really slow start. I think they go 0-4 out of the gate. So they're really, I think, cognizant of that. And they're trying to get a much better start this year. The problem is that their schedule is really brutal early. I mean, Michigan State and North Dakota this weekend, and then they're at Union College for two games. So if they can go 2-2 there, I think that's a really good sign for them.
Well, as we mentioned, a good opportunity for Southern Maine fans, fans from New Hampshire, to check them out this weekend as well in the Icebreaker Tournament. How would you say the level of interest in Maine hockey is down in the Portland area?
You know, it's hard to get a gauge on. I think there is some. I don't think it's like rabid fans. I mean, if the team was coming off a better season, I think that would help. But I would say it's fairly muted so far. I'm very curious to see what the crowd is like both those games, and not just the size of the crowd, but the passion and how loud it is. It was a very good crowd last year when they played New Hampshire down there. But, of course, a lot of those were New Hampshire fans as well, which makes a difference.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. I will be in Albany. I assume you're going to be in Portland at the tournament.
I will be, yes. So I'll miss you one more time, but I'll definitely try to listen to the game.
All right, and we'll see you at homecoming, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
That sounds great. Mark, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
All right, thank you, Rich.
That's Mark Emmerich, Portland Press Herald.